Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. I'd like to look at Matthew 13 this morning, and I'd like to cut in here in the middle of verse 24. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. And today I would like to look at the enemy and his treacheries. And we don't want to exalt the enemy, but I do want us to remember things that are beyond our normal natural eyesight. And so to that end, we want to look at a little bit at the enemy today. And, you know, even Jesus acknowledged that there is an enemy. And sometimes, beloved, we look at things and we wonder why isn't it coming out the way that we expect? And it might well be that it's the tares that have been sowed by the enemy. Let's look here at the work of the enemy, the treachery of Satan, and we're going to go to Genesis chapter 3. And I want to read here, starting in verse 4, it says, "The serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw the tree was good for fruit, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." Now, I recently heard a message on this passage of Scripture, and what the brother brought out there was profound, provocative, and I want you to consider it for a minute, that the garden was filled with trees. We don't know how many. There may have been hundreds of trees of all sorts that produced good fruit, and they were all good to eat. They were all pleasant to the eyes. There was no reason, I'm sure, that God didn't leave Adam and Eve in the garden with nothing desirable save this one tree and told them, no, don't touch the tree. No, indeed, the garden was full of desirable fruit. There was really no reason to eat this fruit other than to be disobedient. And see, that is part of that treachery which the enemy sows. But I wonder then, to be fair to Adam and Eve, did they really understand? I mean, I'm sure they understood the concept of being disobedient to God, but I wonder if they really understood what goes on in the spirit world. I wonder if they really understood, like we read there in Matthew, that there was good seed sowed, and the enemy came and sowed the tares, and if that was part of it. But one thing that does give me great comfort to consider is the end of the enemy and his treacheries. And that we find in Isaiah chapter 14. And it says, I guess we'll start in verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet shalt thou be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee, and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? And that's the end. Beloved, let us not forget that as we walk through this world, and maybe we see things that are damaged, destroyed, ruined, the weeds have sprung up among the wheat, the tares have come forth, and we look and we wonder. Let us not forget, there is a great spiritual battle going on, the likes of which we probably won't comprehend in this life, even if we study the Scriptures and we see these things. And so it's my prayer that we would continue faithful in the things we know and hold up the Lord Jesus Christ and try to be a blessing to those around us. And so, once again, thank you for joining us here at the Daily Inspiration. I hope you've been inspired today.